the same thing.
And people up near LA from the mountains.
And people in the country don't say the same things people in the city. And then this part was written for people who live in the city, and country people wouldn't know these things. You know, this electrical equipment, country people wouldn't know. Well,
right.
Okay, if you're gardening, what do you call a little bitty thing that you use to, a little hand shovel sort of thing?
If you're gardening,
mm-hmm.
a hand shovel, well, I don't know what you'd call it, except a shovel.
Would you use
cement?
What would that be?
Well, a trowel?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. How about one that just had three prongs? A little hand.
Pitchfork.
Well,
it's just a little fork.
Okay. And then, do you have different types of rakes?
Well, you have a garden, you have a regular rake that you'd rake a grass or heavy thing with. You have a what you call a leaf rake, just rake leaves. They've got a thin
mm-hmm.
prong, more or less. Then you get on up, they have hay rakes, mm-hmm. a powered. It
mm-hmm.
rakes up quite a bit of grass after mm-hmm. it's cut.
And then what would you cut a hedge with?
Hedge clippers.
Would it matter if they were electric?
No.
Still hedge clippers. Suppose a tree blew down and you wanted to cut it up with something that was powered.
Well, you'd use a power saw
mm-hmm.
to cut it up. They have the old hand saws.
Mm-hmm.
Two-man hand saws.
Okay. Could you name some different cuts of beefsteak?
No, I'm not much of a butcher. Only I know they've got the...
Well, just what you'd buy in a restaurant?
Well, they've got T-bone steak, sirloin
mm-hmm.
steak, and they've got several kinds, but I'd have to sit down and really think, but I'm not much of a steak eater.
No, well, don't sit down and think about it. It's not worth the time. How about other kinds of beef, like the kind that's ground up, you'd call that?
Well, they've got hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
That's a ground up beef.
Okay. How about types of pork?
Well, you've got pork, and you've got pork chops. That's a certain type of meat.
Mm-hmm. Any different types of ham?
Well, you've got country ham, sugar-cured ham. That's about all I know.
All right. Cuts of lamb?
No.
All right. How about different types of poultry?
Well, you've got chickens, geese, turkeys.
Are there different types of chickens depending on how you
cook
them?
Yeah, it's different types of chicken. They've got names. I've heard the old San Dominica chicken. They had another one. I don't know what they called the redneck chicken, what it was.
I don't know what that would be. And then how about kinds of, what are the things that come in little links on a chain that you might eat for breakfast?
Sausage, chain link sausage.
What are different types of sausage?
Something else. I'm not too much of a know too much about it. All I know is how to eat.
You got to eat.
Well, what you name some types of sausage though? What were they?
Well, you have you asked me what type of sausage. I guess
mm-hmm.
they do call it a sausage, which is a wiener.
Mm-hmm. Is that just the thing in the bun, or is that the
meat,
that's or
the meat?
Whole?
That's the meat. The bun and the meat together is called what you call a hot dog.
Okay, good. Do you know the kind of sandwich, a name for the kind of sandwich that has several kinds of meat and cheese, and it comes in a long bun?
Well, several kind of meats and cheese, no. I don't know what they are. I've seen them and eat them before, but I don't know what they call them because I'm not that too familiar with them.
With a lot of different names. Some say submarine, and some say poor boy or Cuban.
Oh, yeah, I've heard all that, yeah.
Do you know what you'd say if you wanted one?
I wouldn't even know how to order it.
You wouldn't want one, okay.
No, I wouldn't
even
want it.
What would you call the kind of carbonated drink that you might have with a sandwich? It's non-alcoholic.
Well, in this area, they call them by name.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a Coca-Cola, if it's an RC,
mm-hmm.
or if it's a double cola, but up north, they call them all pop.